Exclusive, Representative Ashley Hinson. Iowans are absolutely excited to welcome President Trump back to Iowa. By Jacob Bliss on October 9, 2021. Representative Ashley Hinson, Arya, before joining former President Donald Trump at a rally in her home state, told Breitbart News Saturday that Iowans are absolutely excited to welcome President Trump back to Iowa, noting that his poll numbers are higher in the state than when he was president. Speaking to host Matthew Boyle, Breitbart News's Washington political editor, Hinson also said she believes the radical policies and proposed policies of President Joe Biden and the congressional Democrats are destroying America, such as the Democrats wanting the IRS to track every transaction from Americans over $600. Iowans are absolutely excited to welcome President Trump back to Iowa, Hinson said. She said she is excited to see Trump speak at the rally tonight too and noted that Iowans' eagerness to see Trump is apparent just by looking at the poll numbers that show Trump's approval is higher today than when he was in office. She also pointed to the contrast between Trump's and Biden's presidencies. It's failure after failure, Hinson said, talking about Biden's presidency. Iowans clearly want common sense policies. But all they're getting from the Biden administration are broken promises after broken promises. And when you look at President Biden and the work that he has supposedly done, all he's done is caused a crisis everywhere you look. You talk about the thousands of illegal immigrants crossing the border, the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan, the grocery store lines, where Iowans are paying more for everyday goods because of inflation, and you talk about those jobs, numbers, and the direct correlation there. We've seen the biggest dive toward socialism, not only in the policies proposed but in the policies implemented. And so, all of these things are compounding, and it's the wrong direction for our country. But that's exactly why President Trump is welcome in Iowa today. Because I don't have a tolerance for broken promises. And we know President Trump followed through on those promises and delivered for the American people, she added. Hinson mentioned that the administration has made it very clear in the direction it wants the country to go. Not in the best direction, and their goal is to make it so the government has control, over, our lives from cradle to grave. She added, everything that the Biden administration is doing, everything that Speaker Pelosi is doing is descending our country further into chaos and dysfunction. Boyle brought up that the Congresswoman is leading the charge in the House to stop the socialist policies from taking place. He mentioned that one way is the Protecting Financial Privacy Act of 2021, which was introduced last week, to stop the Democrats from tracking personal transactions Americans make worth over $600, instead of the $10,000 limit the IRS already follows. The Democrats are using the radical $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill as a vehicle to allow the IRS access the bank accounts of Americans, along with nearly quadrupling the department's budget to go after more Americans. Hinson explained that every time you would spend or earn $600, the Biden administration's IRS wants to know about that transaction, agreeing with Boyle that it's a trip to the grocery store. Maybe you've got a repair on your car, your paycheck coming in. Maybe you're sending some money to your kids through your bank. Why does the government need that? There is absolutely no justifiable answer for the government to be snooping in our bank accounts like that, the Congresswoman stated. What an overreach into our lives and our livelihoods. And so this is a time when we should not be funding more IRS agents. We should be funding more Border Patrol agents to keep our country safe. I think that there is a lane for limited government. People paying taxes to provide basic services in our country. But this misguided proposal isn't about that missing revenue. It's about expanded government control, Hinson explained. So my bill would directly counter that, and I am leading the effort in the House because ultimately, taxpayers need to be standing up. The IRS needs to be more efficient at its current job, not be emboldened to further target Americans in this truly invasive way. So the way I see it, it's a massive overreach, complete invasion of privacy. And we need to be making sure the IRS is held responsible for targeting conservatives like they did under the Obama administration. And that's very, very concerning to me, based upon the history of that organization. Far-left socialists are running the show in Washington, D.C. And our country knows it, and they're not going to tolerate it. Iowans are certainly sick of it. The Iowa Republican mentioned the midterms coming up next year and said the only way to stop the socialist ideas is by firing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA. She added, "We have to take back the House in 2022. We have to take back the White House in 2024. But most importantly, we need to check on the Biden administration." Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Follow Jacob Bliss on Twitter @JacobBliss.